This is produced by SubaMedia.com.
Maybe it was your time to lose. You didn't think so.
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
Suba, another podcast, Suba Talks. Step into my life. I got so much love to give you. I'll show you that gift. Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's another day. It's early. You know, I'm up feeling a little bit more better than I did the last day. And I'm feeling good. So energetic. Fasting. Another day of fast that I'm doing. And I feel great. You know, it's early. Once again, another early morning. I like to get up early and knock these things out. I just feel incredible, man. You know, today is a beautiful day. People are out. Well, people will be out and about. It's still dark outside. So I think I'm going to get up and go get a coffee. It is early. I'm going to walk over to the 7-Eleven and give me a red eye. You know what a red eye is, right? A red eye, if you don't know, most of you probably do know. I get like an older crowd that listens. So a red eye is a shot of espresso with a cup of coffee. Woo! That will have you on fire. You'll be moving around. They'll be like, what's going on with this guy? This guy's moving. So yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I really want to do that. I am going to do that. I'm going to just walk up just like 3 blocks over and I get some air. I know it's early. I don't like to go out this. Well, only time I do go out this early is when I'm driving over to the gym. So, you know, I'm going to walk over today and just do it. You know, just give me a cup, hang out the bodega at the 7-Eleven because the guys in there are cool because I always go in the morning and give me a cup of Joe. You know what I mean? My name, a cup of Joe. Yeah, I'm so energetic today. You know, I just feel so alive. You know, most of the time, or a lot of us, let me just speak for me. Sometimes I don't feel alive. Like, what is my purpose? What am I doing in life? And even though I have a lot of stuff going on, I still have these thoughts. You know, like the other day I was like, well, what am I doing with my acting career? I don't have an agent, this and that, that and this. And then all of a sudden, I get called to do a movie. Well, it's a student film, their thesis. So I'm acting again. I'm not getting paid anything, but the fact that I thought about it, the fact that I put it out there, the fact that in my mind, it was like, what I'm going to do, and I thought to get an agent, right? And boom, this happens, right? So it's going to be cool to work with these young up-and-coming talent. You know, they're a part of Tush, that's NYU program. I met one of my best friends on a film set. He was directing and I was acting. He came from Tush, NYU film school. You just never know who you might meet, right? So I'm going to go do that. There's no money involved. They're going to feed me. I'm fasting, so I won't eat. Yeah, I'm just super excited. I got my lines over here. I play this cop. That kind of mess with this young kid, and the young kid has some type of powers or something like that. So it should be cool.
SubaMedia.com.
A year and a half ago, I was producing a movie called Crossroads. I talked about it a little bit. I showed a little bit on my social media. Just in case you guys don't know, my social media is Joe Suba on all platforms, mostly my Facebook page. Facebook, sorry, and YouTube, my YouTube page, really, it's Joe Suba. So, I was doing this project, we shot some of it here, shot some of it up in the, in Woodstock, and we finished the whole project. I executive produced it, and I produced it, and it felt good doing it, and, you know, producing and working again. And the fact that I put up my own money was even better. See, that's the thing about it, guys and gals. When you put your own money up, it's a different ball game. So anyway, produced the film, put my money up. It's a full feature. It gets finished. Now, the person who I had as an editor votes on me. So I give him half the money up front. And he just never did the work. Just went ghost. And so I got the hard drives and stuff like that. But you know, my money that I had paid for it was lost. So anyway, I was a year and a half ago, about a year and a half ago, I had to get a job. So I got this job, saved as much money as I can. Now the money's almost gone. But it went towards editing the film. So now the film is almost done. I can't wait to see it. I saw 2 minutes of it. It looks phenomenal. So God willing, this Friday, I'll see the first cut. And it, I own it. So now I can put it on streaming services and make a couple of dollars so I can sustain myself. But the blessing about that is I'm getting ready to produce another film that I'm co-writing, God willing, this summer. And then my other buddy, he and I are doing something on the side. So what happened was, how did you get all this money? I still haven't spent any of the money I saved up from COVID. Like, I took a little bit of it and put towards this movie, Crossroads, but I have more of it, a little bit more that I just never spent because I didn't need to buy anything. And I knew that it was always going to be for a rainy day, right? So anyway, now I got a couple more dollars to do two more projects. So I'm super excited about this new project. It's a slasher film. And I'm just so excited because I'm co-writing it, I'm producing it, and executive producing. Well, I have a producer, but I'm executive producing it. And I'm also going to be producing it. My company, Super Media. So that'll be two movies, three under my belt. And my buddy and I are doing another movie, maybe in November. So that'll be three movies, actually. And I'm just, you know, I pray for this stuff. I pray that God will give me the strength and keep me in the right direction of things I want to do in my life. It's so important you do the things you want to do in your life. It's so important that you stay on course with your vision and what you want to do. You know, some of us get caught up in friendships and our wives, our husbands, our boyfriends, our girlfriends, our children, that we don't focus on us, you know. Live your dream. It doesn't cost a lot of money now to do things you want to do. You know, like if you want to own a business, it really doesn't cost a lot of money. Like I said before in my last podcast, I have a clothing line called Energy, right? So now I'm developing a whole line of sports women. Like now I see a lot of people doing the sports women line, but it ain't going to be like mine. So I'm developing that. I got samples coming. I'm going to start doing videos. I'm going to test it. I'm going to see what people, how women take to it. You know what I mean? And it's just an exciting time and it feels good to be productive. You know, there's this lab up in Harlem where it's a space. And it's a nice workspace. You can go in there, open up your computer, and you can do whatever you like. They have Wi-Fi. And, you know, it's a whole bunch of, seems like creative people there. And I get so much work there done because it's the environment that you're in, you know? We all have this.
This is produced by supermedia.com.
Thing where we always want to put things off or blame other people for us not doing what we want to do. Just do it. You know, my job paid for the dream. I always say that. How'd you finish this movie? My job helped me with it. How'd you start the COVID? I had a little bit of money left over because I didn't use the money that I saved from the COVID. That was on the side. So I got a job. So I didn't have to touch that money. So I could do things I want to do with that money, right? So I have one, two projects, possibly three from that money, you know? I'm going to load it up on Tubi. I'm going to promote it. I'm getting specs together. It's a couple of things I want to do. I'm learning how to market your own film, self-distribution. I'm going to get some hard copies of the DVD and make a collector's item, like a novelty, so that I can support the next film. Like, we got to get creative. You know, I come from a time of hustlers, you know. So my thing is not asking anybody for anything, just getting out there grinding and working. And it might take you a year or two to get it, but when you do it, when you get it, you could do it. You know, we live in America. So much money, so many jobs around. I mean, I have no problem scrubbing floors and cleaning toilets to get what I want. I have no problem doing that. There's no, I lost that pride. I never had that type of pride. I always understood work, but also understood ownership, right? So, you know, these are the times that you learn. I got an LLC, I got a bank account, a business account, I got an EIN number, you know. Now, mind you, I don't know how to get money off that, but it's okay, I'll learn. Because online, everybody says, oh, we can help you get money off of it, but they take in percentage of your money, so you don't really know the loans and stuff, you know, so, but it's all good. my credit is good. My credit is at 750 something, you know, and I'm just maintaining, you know, just maintaining where things are happening. God willing, with prayer and work. I was talking to a friend of mine. Oh, I'm leaving it up to God. No, I'm leaving it up to God, but I'm working towards what I want. I'm pushing towards what I want. I'm thinking and I'm praying, but I'm also working. Because faith without works means nothing. You got to work for what you want. You know, maybe it went over the friend's head. I don't know. You know, but not me. I understand that God woke me up this morning. I understand that God gave me the energy to do what I want to do this morning. I also understand that God says you got to work for what you want. Right? And I want to be the biggest producer coming out of, film producer coming out of Harlem. You know, can I act? Yes. But like I see most of these actors, all they do is act. They all got production coming, but they're not producing anything. So now that they don't produce anything, they fall in the realm where people not calling them no more. Instead of them doing their own films and putting it out there and having ownership. But that's a whole different story, and that's a mindset that people don't grasp. Hold on for a minute, guys. That is a mindset, you know? Ownership, doing things on your own and saving your money and being committed to what you want to do is a mindset. Like in my movie, my new movie, the slasher film, everybody's going to wear my clothing line. There's not going to be an actor or an actress that doesn't have my clothing line. That's, you know, that's in the film. They all got to have on some energy, especially the women. Guys can wear hoodies and everything, but the women got to have on the energy stuff. Hats, everything. And that's how I cross market and promote my brand. I got a website for it, Energy Merch. I took everything down because I'm starting to revamp everything. So, you know, we got to get into that, man. We got to get into ownership. We got to get into, for me, I feel, we got to get into doing the work to make ourselves successful. Like, I don't, of course I want millions of dollars, but as long as I can be comfortable and have some property and build off my property and do the things I want to do and travel and take care of my woman and my older kids. My kids are old, so be able to leave them a legacy. That's great for me. I don't want to be gone unremembered or didn't leave anything inspiring people to do more, to be creative, to see that it doesn't take much to do. Like, I'm doing these movies, to be honest with you guys. I'm doing this movie for under $20,000. So, you know, you may not, you know, you say I put it up on Tubi or Roku, you know, more people watch, the more the money I get. So it's like anything you have, you got to promote it, especially self. And this helps me. So when I get to the next level, I'll know what they're doing. Like, oh, we don't need $300,000 to do the marketing for what? And then you got to recoup that? Nah. I'm learning about distribution. I'm learning about these aggravators and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a process. But the thing about it is staying in your lane and pushing towards what you want to do with your life. You know, a lot of people don't push to what they want to do. They sit back, they ponder, they don't know, they're unsure, there's uncertainty. And I never want to be like that. I always want to be pushing myself, seeing how much as I can do, seeing how I can get to the next level. And it's work, and you got to go through the mud and the moat and all these things to get where you need to be. But I feel so good that I'm working towards it. I feel so good when I get my hands dirty. Right? So I want to do some advertising for the clothing. I got a camera. Take your own pictures. I know how to cut and edit. Take the video and edit. Right? And just start making a lifestyle page or fitness page. It's really not hard. You know, it's really not hard once you put your mind to it. I believe. So I'm not going to talk too long, guys. I just wanted to put that out there because I was feeling good this morning. I'm going to get my cup of joe. I was going to start my fast. I don't fast until the sun is up, like I said, the last podcast, before the sun is up. But what it is, I feel good, man. God is good. All these blessings around me, you know, all these blessings. You know, I get to see my youngest son. He works out with me all the time in the morning, 4 o'clock, they up in the morning. Now I'm starting to teach him boxing and self-defense. Right? I didn't teach him when he was young, but now I'm starting to teach him these things. And it feels good that I have a relationship with my children. A lot of us don't understand the relationship with your children should always be good, especially as men and we got sons. Because if I believe if you raise your children right, your kid, the grandkids will be easy. You won't have to raise your grandkids. Right? Something people don't think about. You raise your children right, you won't have to raise your grandkids. Because you instill discipline in your children. You instill work ethic. You instill not acting silly or getting involved in things or drugs or going to prison. My sons don't know about prison. I didn't know about prison because I made sure I stayed on them and kept them in the right path. Through sports, through mentorships, other men mentoring, putting them around guys who I felt would be good for them because as they get older, they start deafening you out. We all know that, right, guys? And ladies, too, who have daughters. You put them around other women who will show them mentorship, right? So, yeah, that's my take on it. I'm not going to talk too long. It's just another podcast, man. I felt like getting up and talking. I said I'm going to start doing two a day or two every other day. And I'm going to just start getting busy, man. I'm going to start getting busy and more productive. My next thing, I talked about fasting on my last one. But now I'm going to really get into the benefits of fasting because that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to start getting into the benefits of going plant-based and working out and strength training. Don't forget to go to Joe Suba on Facebook and you'll see, go on my stories, you'll see food, you'll see training and stuff like that. You can add my Instagram. I'm getting bored of Instagram. So Facebook is, you know, but definitely my YouTube page. All right? That's it, y'all. Have a blessed day.
Peace. Unlike Maximus the Invincible, who knows no fear.
Are you a man who once said death smiles at us all? All a man can do is smile back.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?